And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just covering down on some major ground across the Southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show, this one, this show right here. This show goes like from Huntsville back over to Chattanooga, from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden, from all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn, straight across the line from there to Fort Benning. Benning! And then big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. And that's just the radio audience. And there's all y'all out there in the whole wide world going to the World Wide Web and watching us daily live streaming the show on places like our website, rightsidemedia.org. And then, Jen, you get it up on X and on Facebook and on Rumble and on YouTube. Check it all out. And then you guys that podcast the show afterwards, thank you for that, too. Bottom line is we got an audience out there that's all over the place, and we love it, and we love y'all. Thank you very much for making this worthwhile. So text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. I'd love to get your feedback on what you're watching constantly playing out of the news right now with people assaulting police or federal law enforcement for daring to try and enforce immigration law. Text me your thoughts, 833-68-RIGHT. By the way, Richard from Madison did just text you. I guess you saw that.
Yeah.
He says, JP, quit your whining. At least you're not a fan of the Rockies.
Well, see, the Rockies weren't supposed to be good this year. We were, so it's a bit more of a disappointment, you know.
So you're saying that the expectations were higher?
Yeah, some people had us winning the World Series this year, so it's quite the disappointment.
Some people, including you?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. I mean, I lived through the Braves rebuild years in middle school, so if I'm going to lose, I want to expect to lose. How about that, as a fan?
I understand.
Yes.
Or you could just go ahead and temper your expectations up front, yeah, like we do with an Auburn fan.
Yeah, there's that too.
The violent left wing, that's my first one. I mean, if you heard my monologue a moment ago, I hope you did. If you didn't, you can always catch it again in podcast form. But, y'all, I got to tell you, I am just super tired of the left leadership, which, you know, by the way, you can be in charge and still not lead a thing. You can also be a negative leader as much as you can be a positive leader. You can push people to do all the wrong things as much as you can encourage them to do the right things. We got a whole lot of left-leaning and leftist and just progressive, uber-liberal elected officials in places like Los Angeles and, you know, in Sacramento and in Portland and in, you know, of course, you know, various other venues around the nation like Chicago and New York City. It's just absolutely galling to watch as the liberal elected officials say nothing. In fact, they even encourage the out-of-control riots and assault upon our law enforcement. It is, my concern is that we're going to wind up having, well, we already have had. We had one law enforcement officer shot the other day. They've actually arrested now, I want to say, up to 10 people who are taking part in a coordinated ambush. A coordinated ambush against law enforcement. How did they know where they were? Where they were baiting them in. And then there's that app. Remember the app? I'm not going to name it, but there's an app that came out. And the whole app is designed for people to upload where they see ICE so that people will know how to avoid them. What that also does, though, is it tells the world where ICE is in case you want to ambush them. It's absolutely asinine, and yet the left says nothing. In fact, by the way, turning a blind eye and saying nothing is just as bad sometimes as speaking up and saying all the wrong things. The lovely Charlene just sent me a text, and she says the anarchists are being encouraged by the Democrat leadership. Look at Karen Bass, she says, and funded by haters of our country. Yes, they are. Yes, they absolutely are. Wiley from Gunnersville just checked in. He said the out-of-control rioters need a big dose of nightsticks, maybe German shepherds and fire hoses. You know, it's amazing to me that the left will consider this to be a civil rights issue, but it's not. Because a civil rights issue is dealing with civil rights. A civil rights issue is when someone was being discriminated against for simply being who they are. But a roundup by ICE is arresting people for being where they're not supposed to be. They're not supposed to be on this side of the border without having gone through the process. If they're here legally, awesome. Let them keep working. But what we're seeing right now is ICE merely trying to do its job, which, by the way, ICE is a creature of statute. It is not something that was created by Donald Trump with a stroke of a pen. No, ICE predates all the presidents of recent history. ICE is Immigration and Customs Enforcement, an absolute member of the Department of Homeland Security, formed by statute, approved by Congress, signed into law by the United States President. And yet they are acting right now like somehow or another ICE has just been created by Donald Trump to be his jackbooted, you know, Nazi wearing just stormtroopers. It's awful. Stop it. Y'all are just ridiculous. In the meantime, though, what's happening is the assaults upon law enforcement as they merely try to do their job are going to result in people getting killed. And that is absolutely got to be reined in. There's a piece that came out today. In fact, I'm watching part of it on the screen right now. In that same vein, ICE, wearing their vest with their badges and everything else, identifying themselves, went to arrest an illegal immigrant who was working as a groundskeeper outside of a medical facility. He apparently ran inside, so of course they went in after him. And then the medical staff, and I'm watching the video right now, medical staff wearing scrubs and everything else began pushing and shoving and intervening with the ICE guy and trying to stop the law enforcement from doing his job. If that had been somebody who had just raped someone or robbed a store and run in, would they do the same thing? No. But because it's an illegal immigrant, suddenly it changes. And these people right here are professionals. This is not rabble with pink hair in the streets. They may be liberals, but these are professionals working in a medical setting. Why are they acting like this? Because they've been empowered to. That's why. They've been absolutely empowered to. They have been led to believe that somehow or another law enforcement is the enemy and the criminal illegal alien is the victim. And so they're intervening because that's what's being preached to them daily and they feel empowered to do it. It's just ridiculous. Tom with all the kids from Huntsville. Tom with all the kids says, we the people means we the citizens. Yep, I will agree with that. And then Jeff from Indiana has checked in. He says, Phil, I believe there should be a company. I think he's trying to say I should buy a company with water cannons. What's he trying to say to me, man? It's a voice text, so I'm losing it here.
I believe there should be a company buy water cannons. Not only will it clean the streets up, freshen up these liberals, ha-ha. So I guess, yeah.
But then he goes on to say, yeah, but in reality, they need to be arrested and punished on the federal level because they're assaulting federal officers. Put them in prison, and this stuff will go away. I agree, man. That's exactly what needs to happen.
But the foreign flags, like waving the Mexican flags while going, that's like, I mean, if I showed you an image of people waving Mexican flags while shooting at ICE, what would you think? Oh, we're being invaded by the Mexican army or something. Like, it's clearly they're fighting for Mexico's interests, not America.
Yeah, and how about this? What if we went to Mexico?
Yeah.
Waving American flags.
Yeah, and shot at Mexican
officers. Shot at Mexican law enforcement and created havoc on their streets. Would not exactly go over the way it's supposed to go.
It doesn't really seem organic. It seems like somebody's probably paying them to do that.
No, there's and how did they even know to rush out to the pot farm?
It didn't seem like, you know.
Which we'll get to in just a minute.
Yeah.
Which is a headline that I still can't get past. Mm. Dorothy from Elkmont says the main reason they're against ICE and not saying anything is because they're the voting base. In some areas, illegals are allowed to vote in local elections like mayor and such. This has got to stop. All caps. I agree with that. Yeah, there have been several venues, including Washington, D.C. and New York City, that were trying to give illegals the right to vote in local elections. And that's absolutely not allowed. No, 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 no. No, make it stop. No. But the stories that we've got today that we're going to touch on, in my opinion, and I said it in the title of my monologue a moment ago, was leftist leaders fiddle while their cities burn. And that's what's happening. You got Gavin Newsom, who's not even, he's like flying to South Carolina to campaign for president for 2028, for crying out loud, while his city is, while the cities in his state are back there watching anarchy in the streets. I guarantee you, the vast majority of citizens, even in a liberal state like California, are looking at all this going, we just want this to go away. And they're not talking about they want ICE to go away. They want the violence to go away. People don't want to be driving down the street and suddenly be concerned about the crowd that surrounds their car. They don't want to be driving to work and suddenly they can't get there because protesters have locked arms and they're sitting in the middle of the road. They don't want to go to work and find a brick thrown through their window because somebody thought they were a Trump supporter. This stuff's got to go, man. It's got to go. But at the same time, Trump campaigned on this. And a huge swath of America said, this is what we want. We want the biggest deportation mission in all of history. And that's what we're underway with right now. Take me to a break, JP. We'll do a break. We'll come right back. I'll jump on in. I got a stack of resources to rattle some paper for you. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. All right, so I got a piece here from Fox News. It's just one of the many sources I could have grabbed from, but here's a headline for you. Immigration operation at a California cannabis farm leads to a clash between federal agents and protesters. Can't make this stuff up. I mean, you got immigration, you got law enforcement, you got California cannabis farms, and then you got protesters. I mean, this is a target-rich article right here. I could go 15 different directions with this one. All right, let's stick with the illegal immigration rioting. How about that? Protesters clashed with federal authorities on Thursday during an immigration operation north of L.A. at a marijuana farm, allegedly employing illegal immigrants. Allegedly, I'd say they were there. The article says it's a state-licensed cannabis facility, which is considered illegal under federal law. Interesting. In addition, U.S. Attorney for the Central District of California, a guy named Bill Isaley, he said the FBI has now offered a $50,000 reward for information leading to the conviction of an unknown suspect who appeared to be firing a pistol at federal law enforcement. And I don't know that for a fact. I did see the video. The guy's running backwards in the crowd, and he pulls out what looks like it has to be a pistol, and he appears to fire it, and then he looks at it, and then he fires it again, like maybe he's not real. I can tell you right now, he's not a weapons guru, because there was zero level of weapons skill in what I saw. But the fact that he's doing it at all, if that was a pistol, he absolutely needs to go to jail. And somebody can get $50,000 just for turning him in. That being said, they also, at this cannabis facility, investigators found 9 unaccompanied migrant children. 9. So I guess child labor is a thing now? Now, Gavin Newsom tries to say, bless their hearts, these children were there watching their mommies and daddies be arrested and dragging them away. And I'm thinking, come on, man. Here's Gavin Newsom. Kids running from tear gas, crying on the phone because their mother was just taken from the fields. It said that they were unaccompanied. What does that mean? If they're 9 unaccompanied minors, either A, there's a day school there, which there ain't, or B, these kids were working the fields. So now you got illegal immigrants / child labor. Come on. All right, the liberal view of this. Here's the mayor of a nearby town called Oxnard. The mayor said in his social media post, it is becoming increasingly apparent that the actions taken by ICE are bold and aggressive, demonstrating insensitivity towards the direct impact on our community. We are committed to working alongside the Attorney General and the Governor's Office to explore potential legal avenues. All right, let me interpret that for you. We don't like it. We want to be a sanctuary city, so we're going to work with the AG and the governor to try and find ways to fight Trump. That's what he's saying. And listen, the idea that ICE is bold and aggressive, what's your point? How about the protesters require that? The reason why you see ICE going in with masks on is because they're getting doxxed and having their family lives threatened. The reason why you see ICE going in wearing bulletproof vests is because people are shooting guns at them. The reason why you see ICE using armored vehicles, and the reason why you see ICE showing up to have raids with large groups of ICE, is because they're usually outnumbered by the protesters, and they have to be. They have to. I mean, the rules of engagement, I would say this. If you send in 1 or 2 ICE guys, and they conducted a raid, and they had no body armor, and they got surrounded by protesters, and they got beat up by protesters, then anybody who planned that operation would deserve to lose their job. ICE is doing exactly what they have to do, but the reason why they're having to do it this way is because of the tone being set by the liberal leftist leadership. Now, then you got like a member of Congress who's making it worse. U.S. Representative Salud Carbajal, or Carbajal, Democrat from California, said he went to the scene of the raid at the pot farm, went down there to the pot farm to see my constituents. I'm telling you, you can't make this stuff up.
The whole story is bizarre.
It is bizarre. We're living in some level of bizarro world right now.
I mean, it's one thing to have child labor, but have child labor on a marijuana farm.
Child labor on a pot farm.
It's like the cherry on top.
Okay. The only thing missing is they found a porn studio in the back room of the pot farm. This is deplorable, said U.S. Representative Salud Carbajal, Democrat from California. This is deplorable. This should not be happening on our soil. Individuals dressed like military personnel on our soil. We don't do that in America. Yes, actually, we do. By the way, what a stupid thing to say. Individuals dressed like military personnel. They're wearing tactical gear. They're supposed to. It's part of the uniform of the day. And it says ICE and police and law enforcement on their vest. Anyway, earlier this week, it also points out in the article, immigration authorities were in MacArthur Park in Los Angeles conducting a raid. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass and California Governor Gavin Newsom condemned the operation. So one of the things that we're waiting on right now is there's a judge. Let me find that article. I was telling JP about this before the show. There's a judge, you hear me flipping paper, who is expected to make a ruling today. This federal district court judge who was appointed by Joe Biden, whose name is, bear with me, Judge Meme Iwusi Mensa Frimpong. Wow. Was that Philippine? Is that Filipino?
It's funny as I can't even correct you because I don't even know the correct pronunciation of that name. So,
Judge Meme Iwusi hyphen Imsa Mensa Frimpong. It's a hyphenated name. Mm-hmm. Never trust a hyphenated name, JP.
Mm-hmm. Can't do it.
I'm older than you. I'm giving you wise advice. Listen to your elders. Don't trust a hyphenated name.
Noted duly.
Thank you. And when you find Mrs. JP,
Mrs. JP,
don't let her hyphenate her name.
Oh, yeah, definitely not.
Just say it. We're waiting right now for Battle Los Angeles. That was a great movie, by the way. Have you ever seen that movie, Battle Los Angeles? Mm-mm. Stop it.
Sorry. I continue to disappoint with my lack of movie knowledge.
It's a new one. Aaron Eckhart. It's only about 10 years old.
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't seen this one.
But I don't know who. Okay, I'm chasing a rabbit. I don't know who the military advisor was on this set. They were spot on. There were so many little nuances of military life built into this. It's almost as if they were actual military members filming it. But it's an alien invasion of Los Angeles, and the Marines are out there fighting in the streets trying to take it back.
Interesting.
It's a great movie. I mean, well done. Great movie. It's one of those, if it's always on a Sunday afternoon or something, I'm laying on the couch, and I'll watch it for the 15th time. Anyway, Judge Meme Iwusi Mensa Frimpong is apparently believed to be about to side with the ACLU in a legal action that might shut down Immigration and Customs Enforcement from enforcing the law in the greater Los Angeles area. What? That's what it says. There's a leak. The leak says that a tentative decision is about to be rendered by the judge that would potentially block DHS from carrying out arrests at places, you know, around town, like Home Depots and car washes. I don't know, places where illegals are hanging out. We'll wait and see. More on this. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on a Friday. Oh yeah, indeed. Welcome to hour number two on a Friday. We'll get you all the way to go home time. I'm in number one of the Triple Dipper, calling it the violent left wing. Let me get a couple of text messages real quick. You guys want to text in, you're welcome to it. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. What do we got here? Oh, I'm sorry. We're also looking at, that's Richard from Madison again. He's not talking about the baseball now. He says, also Cory Booker and others are proposing legislation to require ICE agents to unmask and wear ID badges. Can we put in that legislation that rioters and protesters do the same? You are reading my notes, sir. I have a story I'm about to dive into on that very thing. And in fact, I'll go ahead and just pull it up. Where is the story that I had in my stack of stuff? Hang on. Darn it. It's probably on the very bottom. Yes, it's the last one in my stack. I hold it here in my calloused former paratrooper hands. Trump sees that Dems are floating a bill requiring the unmasking of ICE and CBP agents. They must hate America, he said. So yeah, we got Cory Booker and Alex Padilla. Alex Padilla, of course, famous for interrupting Kristi Noem's press conference and making a complete just turd of himself.
I find it funny that got headlines for like 6 hours because he wanted to be a martyr.
Yeah,
and he definitely was not.
And then he cried on the floor of the Senate.
Yeah.
Yeah. President Donald Trump, says Fox News Dateline yesterday, or day before, President Donald Trump slammed a pair of Democratic lawmakers for introducing a bill that would require federal immigration law enforcement officers to not wear masks and have legible IDs while on the job, saying the lawmakers must hate our country or they wouldn't even be saying that. So yeah, they want to require CBP and ICE officers to have quote-unquote legible IDs? What does that even mean? And they don't want CBP or ICE officers covering their faces. Would you ever sign that? Asked Peter Ducey. Well, they wouldn't be saying that if they didn't hate our country, Trump responded before praising ICE and CBP officers. They obviously do. I'm surprised that they would do it knowing a little bit about them. And he points out, if you expose them, that the violent left, I'll paraphrase what the president's saying. The reason why they're having to wear masks is because of the violent left. The same thing, the same people that are throwing rocks through their windows, the same people that are assaulting them and their jobs, the same people that are doxing them and their families are the same people who would stand there with a camera, take their picture, and then post them on social media and tell everybody to go get them. That's exactly what they would do. That's what the left does. That's why they're so incensed. And by the way, have you looked at the protests? How many protesters are wearing masks? Virtually all of them. Why do protesters need masks? Nobody's doxing them. Oh, they're doing it so they won't be identified because they don't want to be arrested for doing things they know they're not supposed to be doing. Back to that story I had a moment ago about the judge who is expected to make a ruling sometime this afternoon. The leak that we have, townhall.com has it, says that the judge is preparing to side with the ACLU. This is Judge Maymay Iwusi-Mensah Frimpong. That name, man, kills me. It's her name. I shouldn't mock her name, but it does have a hyphen in it.
I feel like names are free range to be mocked, especially when you're doing stuff like this.
Okay. Anyway, what's Judge Maymay saying? Maymay's saying that she's going to side with the ACLU, that the leak says. It's a leak so far. And that it would block DHS from carrying out arrests at places like Home Depot, car washes, etc. That you would not be allowed to, quote-unquote, rely on race, Spanish-speaking, location, or type of work when making an immigration arrest. That's everything you rely on, y'all. That's everything. That's basically like saying, hey, I'm sorry. You appear to be over there, in an all Spanish-speaking crew standing on a street corner outside of a Home Depot, and every one of you looks nervous when the police car drives by. And, oh, by the way, we can tell that most of y'all have prior records. Why would we not stop and talk to you? Anyway, we'll see what the judge says. But our own U.S. Senator, Katie Britt from Alabama, 1819 News has a piece that came out yesterday. Katie Britt calls it despicable and disgusting. Democrats are organizing attacks on ICE agents. So she was on Newsmax, and we got a soundbite of that. How much time we got? We good on time? Yeah, we are. Let's go ahead and do this. I'm going to call up soundbite one. This is U.S. Senator Katie Britt speaking on Newsmax. I will say the intro on the Newsmax guy, he pretty much lays out where he feels about things before he even lets her speak, but go ahead and play it.
Let's expand this discussion with Alabama Senator Katie Britt. Senator, it's always fantastic to see you. Seems to me that the reason that left-wing rhetoric, anti-Americanism, and hatred for this country and our people has been allowed to grow and fester in the Democrat Party is the refusal of Republicans to not only unify in universal condemnation of that, but to do anything that punishes these Democrats for promoting or implementing that violence. Is it fair for a conservative like me to expect the GOP, an alleged opposition party, to, you know, get around to opposing and stopping Democrat extremism?
All right, stop. Stop a second. What guy's name is he talking about?
I'm gonna have Katie Britt on. I'm gonna tell Katie Britt what I think.
Yeah, but at the same time, what does he mean that Republicans aren't opposing it?
It's, I don't know.
What Republicans are all for this? What Republicans are staying silent?
That sounded like when you need to get 1,000 words on an essay and you're at the end and you need to.
You're just mishmashing words together. But I still look at it and go, why is he pointing out Republicans? It's Democrats who are the ones encouraging all this action. Go ahead and play it. Her response.
Look, that's absolutely what we have to do. We have to unite. The rhetoric that we are hearing, the behavior from the left, it is despicable and it is disgusting. We need to be crystal clear. There are no gray areas in this. Think about what you just said. You said they were calling for blood in order to have action. We've heard them say, as you mentioned, that these flood victims deserved it because they were MAGA voters. I mean, this is absolutely gross. And it shouldn't be tolerated. And you think about this, the left, and what they continue to egg on. This should be something that we should universally be able to stand shoulder to shoulder, both Democrat and Republican, and say this is fundamentally un-American. You think about the tragedy that occurred in Texas. You just told the story of those two siblings being found with locked hands. Look, as a mom, all I can think about and all I have thought about over the weekend is my own two children, 15 and 16, and their time at camp when they were younger and even now. And I am no different than every parent across America. Every parent, every grandparent, every aunt, every uncle is thinking about the heartbreak. They are lifting these families up in prayer, and they know that now is the time to unify. This is not normal behavior for people to be celebrating while families are grieving, while innocent angels are no longer with us. And it's got to stop. And I want to hear that not only from Republicans, but I want to hear it from Democrats too. They should be loud and they should be crystal clear that that type of rhetoric, that type of behavior has to end today.
All right, stop it right there. Yeah, great point. No, she nailed it. Yeah, because what we're seeing right now is the rhetoric out of the left. Whether it be the left-wing pundits, whether it be the left-wing influencers, or even the left-wing political elected officials, they are more than just encouraging this. Some of them are using it as an opportunity, like a bludgeon, to attack politically when what they're really doing is capitalizing on an awful situation in society. We have illegal immigration at epic levels, where we have had millions and millions of people stream across the border, many of them bringing criminal records with them, and then also just basically saturating our communities. And then all we're doing now is saying, you shouldn't be here, we're going to send you home. But you got the left literally capitalizing on all of this and using it as an opportunity to attack President Trump and Republicans. And you think, where's your head right now? Now, listen, I got to tell you, it's all across the board, and it's not just in California. Let me grab this one first. Tom Homan, God love him. Tom Homan, looking like old boy needs a nap right now. I'm saying that's a man who appears to never sleep. He has been neck deep in alligators on this stuff, but he's been going at it. So Tom Homan, piece I pulled off of Drew Berquist's podcast page, Borders Are Tom Homan announced on Tuesday he will travel to Portland, Oregon, in response to the ongoing Antifa-led occupation outside the Immigration and Customs Authority. Antifa has been rioting and encircling the federal courthouse and the ICE detention facility in Portland for over 30 straight days. Can you imagine? Where are the Portland authorities? They could care less. In fact, some of them are probably stoking it behind the scenes. Homan said ICE would intensify its presence in sanctuary cities like Portland, reaffirmed the commitment of the agency to enforcing immigration laws. Said, I'm going to head to Portland. I'm going out there. They're not going to bully us. We're going to do our job. We're going to double down and triple down in sanctuary cities. Why not? Because they're blue. Not because they're blue, but because we know they're releasing public safety threats into the streets every day. Listen, it's something else. But you've even got people wanting to run for office right now on the idea of battling Trump on illegal immigration, encouraging the opportunity for people to do more to fight law enforcement. I'm sitting here looking at, so you know the band One Republic, JP?
I do.
See the article about the One Republic guy?
I did.
Yeah, one of the band members, the former bassist for One Republic, Tim Myers, announced he's going to run for lieutenant governor of California, and basically his platform is fight Trump. As lieutenant governor.
Yeah, but I say lieutenant governor of California.
Of California.
Congratulations.
I'm running to fight Trump. And he says, I've heard from neighbors and friends whose homes and small businesses were robbed. Well, whose problem is that? I've watched homelessness grow. Well, whose problem is that? I've seen backdoor deals and political corruptions. Well, like, whose problem is that? Not just from Trump and his billionaire allies, but right here in our own backyard in California. And he says, I decided I couldn't stay silent. Well, good on you for getting involved. But if what you're saying is you're getting involved to run for state office so you can fight Trump, then I really question whether you're really going to do anything for law enforcement at all.
Yeah, because Trump did all that. That's all Trump's fault.
Yeah.
As governor of California.
Fight Trump! All right, take me to a break, JP. We'll take that break. We'll come right back, and I'll wrap this thing up. The violent left wing, that's where we are right now. And they are. And they're encouraged by their own leaders to keep being more violent. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just saving the world one soundbite at a time. Bulletproof influence, my friends. Bulletproof influence. So I got a piece here from Town Hall. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson pledged his city would never cooperate with federal immigration authorities. Well, nice. His remarks came during a press conference. He said, you know, it's unconscionable at a time in which so many working people and poor people need government to show up for them that this administration, the Trump administration, has caused so much consternation and division. We're a welcoming city ordinance. What does that even mean? Our local police department will never cooperate with ICE, whatever their constitutional authority is. Okay, let me get this straight. Whatever their constitutional authority is, they still won't cooperate. I'm sorry, sir. You appear to have abdicated the throne. You need to be removed from office. You just flat out said the Constitution means nothing to you. That's liberal leftist leadership right there that is empowering people to do things the wrong way. Out there in Tim Walz's, Temp on Tim State, Minnesota, ICE just did a raid and arrested, multiple illegal aliens, all of whom had been convicted of child sex crimes against children, child sex crimes. This has got to be reined in. And the idea that they're defending this. So I got sound clip number two. This is Mayor Karen Bass. That woman is like a walking cartoon. She's like, there's like an entire cottage industry of memes about her. She is just absolutely so in over her head. It's amazing that she's even a mayor of anything. Can she be a mayor of her own house? Anyway, this is Mayor Karen Bass. Play it.
Just finished signing an executive directive, which essentially puts all city departments and city leadership on notice to protect Angelenos, essentially from the federal government. Just think about that for a minute. We want to make sure that our city departments are prepared in case ICE shows up at their door. How are they to respond? We want to make sure, of course, that they abide by the law, but we want them to know their rights, which means that ICE can't come barreling into the library just randomly looking for people. They have to have a specific warrant, and if they don't, then they can't come in. We also are filing a Freedom of Information Act because we want to know, who are these masked men and why are they masked in the first place? Why can't they show identification? Why are they driving in unmarked cars with tinted windows and no license plate? Why do they jump out of the cars armed? And why are they snatching people off the street? All of this needs to stop. But I just want to end with this. How ironic is it that I signed an executive directive to protect Angelenos from our federal government?
That woman is a nut job.
She's like a talking bobblehead.
She is like a talking bobblehead. Yes, she is. But I look at that. There are so many things in there we could dissect. But my gosh. First of all, a FOIA request? Really? A FOIA request so you can dox police officers? That's what she wants. She wants a FOIA request so that she can do what with the names? Once you get the names, what are you going to do with them? You're gonna sue them individually? You're going to dox them? You're going to send protesters to their house? Do you not remember how the protesters surrounded the houses of Supreme Court justices in the wake of Roe v. Wade? You don't remember all that stuff about the guy who drove from California so he could kill Justice Brett Kavanaugh? You don't remember this stuff? You're the mayor? Protecting Angelenos. No, you're protecting illegal aliens. You're not protecting Angelenos. These are freaking illegal aliens. They are here illegally, and they are not your constituents. They just happen to live right now in your city, and you are the mayor of the city, and what you just did is literally say, law enforcement's wrong, criminals are right, I'm doing what I can to make criminals even more right and put law enforcement at risk. That's what she said. And by the way, ain't nobody from ICE barreling their way into libraries without a warrant. They go out to the pot farm yesterday and have to use tear gas at the rioters. Guess what? They were serving actual warrants. You know what you get a warrant from? From a judge. You know how the judge looks at it and decides to sign off on it? Because you gave the judge probable cause. And guess what? Every time they go, they actually arrest people. You know why? Because they're here illegally. That's why. This woman actually, I mean, listen, I am not one to say do away with democracy. But sometimes I wonder why people like her are even allowed to run for office. What are her qualifications? She was an actual anarchist. She's a communist activist. And now she's the mayor of Los Angeles. On the one hand, I think, L.A., you get what you deserve, right? But on the other hand, I used to live out in the L.A. area. Orange County is beautiful. How about this? Let's get some of our big cities back. Can we please? Well, that was a rant.
That's a good one, yep.
But I'm just telling you, it's
just amazing. Like you said, the people they're going after aren't Angelans. They're the exact opposite. They're taking away from Los Angeles citizens.
They're waving Mexican flags at the protests.
Yeah.
They could care less about being Angelinos. They just want your stuff, Mayor. They want all the free stuff you sanctuary cities keep giving them. My God. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Whew, I need a break. How about JP on sports? That'll be a good break. We'll be right back.